Tony D on the third shift.
This guy's on. Back to him.
Back to the Quick and Loan Studios.
And back to Tony D.
It's Tony D here on Yahoo Sports Radio as we continue to continue through the night tonight. Let's take a look at the National Basketball Association. We just had five games on Christmas Day. Where do we stand in the NBA? Michael Pena joins us from Sports on Earth to talk about the association. How are you, Michael?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right. So, like I said earlier, we had some big games on Christmas Day. The big one, of course, Cleveland and Golden State. Michael, from what you saw and where we're at this season, what did you take away from that particular game, Warriors and Cavaliers? Anything in particular between those two teams?
Well, it's obviously earlier in the year, and both these teams are arguably the best teams in their conference. I think it's too early to look at Cleveland right now because of the injury problems that they've had and how they're kind of acclimating Kyrie Irving into their rotation to really make any sound judgments on them. LeBron James hasn't really looked his normal self, and he's getting up there in age. He's on the wrong side of 30. His birthday, I believe, is coming up. And he hasn't been hitting jumpers. So it's really tough to judge that team right now and really get an accurate grasp. And that the Golden State Warriors are just an absolute juggernaut and one of the best basketball teams I think I've ever seen. So they're good and they're the defending champions. But with Cleveland, I think we still need a few months to gauge the waters there.
When you look at the Eastern Conference, and again, it's early, but we're seeing a bunch up between the top eight teams. There's only three games that separate one from eight. And again, like I said, it's early. But are there teams that you like? Are there teams in the Eastern Conference that you're saying, hey, they're building something really nice there?
Yeah, I mean, you could honestly pick any of the teams in 2 through 7 right now and kind of make a case for them finishing second overall. Atlanta's been there, done that. I think they're just kind of coasting right now, figuring some things out. They have a few injury problems. Thiago Splitter's got a calf strain, I think. And you have the Indiana Pacers. Paul George just kind of simmered off a little bit from his hot start. But they're kind of familiarizing themselves with small ball. They look pretty good. And then you have the Chicago Bulls, who've had a few impressive wins of late after kind of struggling a little bit last week. They were in the headlines for things you wouldn't really want to be in the headlines for. They're still adjusting to their new coach. And the Boston Celtics, who are on a 4-game win streak, and really they just got Marcus Smart back, and Kelly Olynyk looks like a real, really good NBA player right now. So honestly, any of those teams, and then there's Toronto Raptors, Miami Heat, et cetera. You can really pick any of those teams out of the hat right now, and any of them could finish second overall, I think.
And we go to the West, where you mentioned about Golden State, but Oklahoma City at 21-10 this season. When you look at the Thunder this year, and they've got healthy, they've got Durant and Westbrook, and they're doing the things that Durant and Westbrook have done. But is Billy Donovan, does he have any sort of fingerprints on this team, or is it the same Thunder, just a different coach?
I don't know if the coach really matters. Maybe that's not the right word, but this team is only going to go so far. Their two best players are going to take them. Their playing style seems to be reflective of what it was under Scottie Brooks. There hasn't really been too many changes stylistically, and then with the rotation, I mean, it's almost the same group that they had last season. So it's basically just if Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook can stay healthy and play at an all-NBA level, then this team will make noise in the playoffs. And, I mean, they're very top-heavy. Their bench has struggled this year. Enes Kanter has been good on offense, terrible on defense, and you can say that about a long list of guys. They're kind of got a bunch of one-dimensional pieces. So if Durant and Westbrook are at the top, then they'll be great.
If you're going to beat a team like Golden State, I guess you would have to be one of the better defensive teams in the league. San Antonio is the best defensive team in the league. Is this a better San Antonio team than we've seen in the last couple of years for Greg Popovich?
I think so, yeah. I actually think that this might be the best Spurs bunch that we've seen ever. Their defense is historically great, as you said, and Kawhi Leonard is one of the five best players in the world right now, and then you have the big three, and they're all playing really well together. They're all Greg Popovich is doing a fantastic job, as he usually does, of managing their minutes and keeping everybody fresh and healthy. And tonight you saw Boban Marjanovic, who's a giant out of nowhere, and he had a great game against the Timberwolves with Duncan on the sidelines. And I haven't even mentioned LaMarcus Aldridge yet, who is a four-time All-Star and looks right at home in San Antonio's system, and he's kind of wowed me with his defense this year, not to mention his ability to kind of isolate in the post and knock down mid-range jumpers. So I really like San Antonio this year. I think this is their most talented bunch, and I would not be shocked or surprised in the slightest if they represented the Western Conference in the finals.
The Houston Rockets struggled early. They fired Kevin McHale. They're at 500 right now. They still have talented players on the roster. But Michael, are their problems real? Are their problems something that they're just going to struggle with all season? I mean, they don't play very good defense. Or is this fixable and the Rockets could be a team that was in the conference championship last year?
Yeah, the Rockets are tough. They basically just didn't try for the first two or three weeks of the season, and you can't really do that in the NBA. So they really struggled out of the gate. And but over since December 1st, they've actually had the fourth best net rating, so point differential per 100 possessions. Only the San Antonio Spurs, Thunder, and Warriors are better. So I don't think you can count out the Rockets right now. I don't know if you can consider them a title contender, but if Dwight Howard stays healthy, if James Harden kind of boosts his efficiency a little bit, and if everyone tries every night, I think they'll be a tough out in the playoffs.
I want to get back to Golden State because I'm with you. I think this is one of the best teams I've seen in a long time. But as far as the way they play, in terms of what we're seeing historically from Golden State, I mean, 28-1, you just don't do that in this league when you have back-to-back nights, when you're traveling, when you don't even know what city you're in half the time. How are the Golden State Warriors, how are they this good? I mean, is it just lack of fatigue? I mean, is it depth off the bench? How are they this good?
Well, that's the magical question, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, their playing style is real interesting. They play extremely fast. They have stout defense, and they move the ball. That and they're probably the best three-point shooting team in NBA history. And when you have Klay Thompson and you have Steph Curry, I mean, no lead is enough. And these guys are playing with surreal confidence, surreal motivation to kind of silence people who have, whatever, wronged them, disrespected them in the offseason, didn't think that their championship run was legitimate, whatever that means. I don't know. I think this team is extremely mentally tough. Draymond Green has developed into one of the 10 most important players of his generation, and they have the best player in the world right now. So, I mean, I don't really know if there's really an answer to what they're doing. It's just kind of really fun to watch, and I don't know how you stop them.
Absolutely. I'm with you. But the thing that impresses me the most is, and I think, you know, you've watched so many NBA games in your career, you know, teams just take nights off. You know, they're on back-to-backs, or they're just having off night, so they just want to get out of town and they just want to get back home or whatever. And so you just see sometimes these lackadaisical efforts from teams who just want to pace themselves a little bit. And Golden State has none of these issues. They don't seem to be pacing themselves at all. They seem to be playing every single game with the intensity of any other game on their schedule.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And it really helps when you have a deep roster. So, I mean, Festus Ezeli has really become a legitimate NBA player. He's now, I would say he's better than Andrew Bogut, which is kind of crazy to think about. But yeah, they've just plugged kind of Brandon Rush into the starting lineup when Harrison Barnes goes out, and they don't seem to really skip a beat. Andre Iguodala is a fantastic player, the reigning finals MVP, and all these guys kind of orbit Steph Curry and Draymond. And those two are extremely special players, and probably the most, I it's really difficult to get hyperbolic with this team. You can't really praise them too much because of historic. I mean, they've already won the title, and now this year they ran out and they're 28-1. So you can't say too many good things about them, and they're a joy. And it's like I said earlier, it's really difficult to even explain how they're doing it. They're just very, very, very special.
Michael Pina again joins us from Sports on Earth on the NBA. Great talking hoops with you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You got it. And that's the thing about Golden State, because, you know, we've seen good teams, right? We've seen teams that are built around stars. We've seen, you know, teams with two or three stars, teams that are well coached. If you've been following this league for years and years, but I haven't seen anything like this where every night they play hard every single night. Every night. And it's amazing they almost went 7-0 on their road trip, only losing on a back-to-back situation in Milwaukee, coming off a double overtime win against Boston the night before. Again, Greg Popovich rests guys, paces guys. He's gotten into trouble for doing that, but understands it's not a marathon. I mean, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Get to April. You got to get healthy, got to get to April. Then you're going to run through a very difficult tournament. And Golden State is on this mission, it seems. And because look, how many teams have we seen that have like, it's easy to say, well, they have Steph Curry, they have Klay Thompson, they have Draymond Green. We've seen teams with good players. We've seen teams with three good players before. And I don't think I've seen anybody go 28-1. Right? It's amazing. It absolutely is amazing. All right, 800-777-2907. We'll continue to look at Monday Night Football and the ramifications of Denver beating Cincinnati tonight in overtime. And what does that mean for the AFC? We'll process all that coming up next on Yahoo Sports Radio.